This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Actually, Brittany, I got to find it, but you sent me a really nice email from someone who's a longtime listener and recently rediscovered us on the podcast. It was just a nice thing to hear.
Yeah, I know, those are lovely to read.
I know, they really are. It's you know, I'm hearing a slight echo.
Oh, probably me. Yeah,
thanks, Brittany.
It might be me. I have an incredible new setup, you guys won't believe. It's like I have a spaceship now too.
I can't wait to see it.
Ben.
Let's get that Zoom
going. I
guess
that's coming any second now.
I'm working on it.
Let's get the Zoom going. My favorite part of the show where we figure out our technical difficulties. I actually don't mind figuring out technical difficulties on the air. I guess it's, you know, I'm sure it's not for everyone, but I always feel like this is when the real us emerges. Like, I can't figure this thing out. All right, let's jump in. And Vinny, hopefully you'll be on the Zoom at some point.
I am working on it as we
do
speak.
Do your thing. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by The Friend Zone. Oh, The Friend Zone. Don't be stuck in the friend zone. We're coming to the rescue here at Alice. Now through the 14th of February, if you get the radio.com app and heart Alice at 97.3, just favorite it, you'll have a chance to win a getaway for two to the Silverado Resort and Spa. This is a great, oh my God, what a Valentine's getaway. Go to radioalice.com for all the details on how to enter, how to win. And it's sponsored in part by the San Francisco Gift and Jewelry Center, where social distance makes the heart grow fonder. Let's reunite at our
place.
What
just happened?
I'm singing. Okay. I like the like the guys over there at the and the gals over at the sfgcjm.com, San Francisco Gift and Jewelry Center. It's nice. Good people.
I like when you turn the tags into jingles.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Right. God, it's one of my talents.
I'm sure the client loves it.
Oh, I'm sure they do. Oh, great. She's singing.
No, I'm serious.
No, really.
Well,
no,
I love singing. So lucky, lucky you. When you were a kid.
Yep.
Actually, I should say when I was a kid.
There you go.
There was a van in my neighborhood. And it was a street or two over, and you'd occasionally see this van go by, and it had like
and you'd think murderer.
No. It was the days, but you know, it was the early days. It wasn't a white van. It was like one of those conversion vans, you know, like the big kind of extra long thing. It was like a sparkly brown was the base coat, and then it had this just mural on the side of it, and it was like a winged unicorn, like a Pegasus and a unicorn all at once. And I think there was like a sunrise and maybe like a mermaid or something reclining on the just something, you know.
That sounds like the van from Onward. Have you watched Onward?
I have watched Onward. Yeah, they have a mural van too.
Yeah.
They have a mural van. Right. I love mural vans. And as a kid, I always thought when I grow up, that's what I'm going to have. Not knowing that it was a, you know, seedy 70s love pad, you know. I mean, I had a friend who we used to party in their van, but it wasn't a cool van. You know, it was just a cruddy van. It didn't have like, you know, the velvet walls and the some kind of bed back
there. Vans have the most comfortable seats too, with the armrests and like they're just like they hug you. Have you
like
been
the
on
pilot
the
seat?
You know what I'm talking about? No,
I've never been in a plush van. Never.
Oh.
Have you ever?
Oh,
my hand's been up for a while,
sorry,
but you can't see me right now.
Go ahead.
That's not effective.
Hey, have you ever done it in a van?
I've never done it in a van. I've done it in the back of a pickup truck. No, this friend, this van was not a, this was not a cool van. Like the cool van was the one with the mural in my neighborhood. And I wanted to have that van. I didn't know that inside that van was probably the plush bed with the velvet walls, because the interior, the only van interior I knew of was kind of a work van. Like somebody would borrow their dad's work van. So it was just crud all over the ground and mats. And I don't even think it had back seats. It just had like the two, it was like an Econo van, right? Is that a thing?
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know that the interior of these vans
was... No, what you want is a water bed. Come on.
Mm-hmm. In a van? Well, oh, boy.
Hello, you're talking 70s
that
cheese.
Is true,
you might
right.
as well have a waterbed.
The love van. The love mobile. But I always thought that it would be the coolest thing to have that. And did was this typical? Did every neighborhood in the 70s have one of these vans that would go by and all the kids would be like, whoa, look at that van?
Well, I'm familiar with the van. I don't know that I don't know. I don't remember ever.
And who paints these vans? I mean, these magical airbrush artists, mm-hmm. you know?
Like right.
You
that's
go
it.
Someplace
you just
special
said it.
To,
they're magical you know. Airbrush.
How do you find these people, you know? That's what I want. I want a conversion van. One time, my brother had a van. It didn't have a cool mural on it. It was a nice, you know, like a family van because he has a ton of kids.
This is the fish murder guy?
The fish murder guy, yeah. So I had to sit in the way back of the van. I've never been more car sick in my life. Like because he drives like a maniac anyway, so he'd be going around a corner and of course you'd get thrown around, but then like the shocks in the back of the van would just be bouncing you up and down,
right.
Like even the smallest stone that you'd roll over on the road. Like, I guess, you know, there's a lot to vans, you know, now that I've opened Pandora's box on vans, I'm thinking about all these terrible van experiences.
I've always had a van growing up.
Oh my God, a mural van?
No, not a mural, but my dad was super, we would try to put stickers and he'd be like, no stickers. But yeah, we always had a van growing up. And
no stickers.
No stickers.
The full on van with the two doors that open in the back and and not like a minivan.
No, we had a minivan. I don't know how many vans we had. We had a lot. So, and they were always forest green. I don't know why that color, but.
Forest green. That's his color, huh?
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that's my dad. Or red is my dad's color.
Yeah, I mean, the Cisco's had a van, but we used it to go to the bike races. And so the bikes went in the back, and you sat in the captain-style swivel chairs. And, you know, eventually Doyle would go, I'm going to knock you two out if you don't stop screwing around. And, all right, and then we'd be on our way.
So you are familiar with these captain-style swivel chairs?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about those, really. I don't think. But Bryn, you referenced those as well. So these are, and even the back seats are captain style. Instead of a bench, it's a, God, I want a van now.
Usually it's the back seats, like a bench, and then the two seats in the front.
In the front?
Are the captain's chairs.
So you can turn them around and make a little mini living room. And then there's a bed in the back. Oh my God,
I always
it's like
thought of that too, actually.
So anyway, it just I saw this story and I thought to myself, you know, I
oh, what's the story though?
I know.
Well, I'll get to it in a sec. But I saw this and I oh look at that!
Oh my
you're
God,
right,
Sarah!
It does have four seats. It even has a little pop up table. Oh damn, that's a nice looking thing. Good, with the sliding door on the van and the mural. So I saw this story and I saw the mural and I thought, oh, this guy, Dax Shepard, has also
Dax
had
Shepard.
My childhood dream of having the mural van. Like it's so good. The only person who doesn't like it is Kristen Bell.
I knew it. His wife is probably like, oh, God.
Because she's depicted laying on the ground
that.
Holding on, you know. Oh,
well,
there
she
you go.
Looks phenomenal.
She,
that,
well, she does look phenomenal. But there
art.
He is with his 12-pack on his stomach and a sword held high above his head.
Looking like He-Man.
And she's laying out on the ground, like sort of over her knee with one leg stretched out. And she's holding, like, protect me. Oh, massively muscled Dax Shepard. Is it weird to get your own and your wife's likeness painted on your mural? She,
Well, you know, don't you think there's a moment when they say, that's one of those questions that some artists might ask you where they go, so we can do, you know, random people.
Yeah.
Like, you know, what would you, want a blonde lady? Do you want a brunette? Redhead? It's like a tattoo where,
or you could just have a dragon or a horse. Or,
we could,
you know,
totally do your wife.
Doing your wife is usually the answer, right?
I mean, at that point, once it's presented to you, you find yourself with a real situation, don't you? You certainly don't want her to find out it could have been her.
Right.
And then later, she's the lady who didn't want it suddenly goes, why didn't you do me?
He's in a loincloth, too. It does seem like they've given him enhanced packaging. If you could zoom in on the package area.
And her, too, though. I mean,
yeah, she's got her butt cheek is so beautifully defined.
She's like
a
goddess.
She looks amazing.
I think that's a safe place to have some enhancements, don't you?
Zoom in on the enhanced
rather
package.
Rather than in real life?
Yes, for sure. Do it in your mural
in
art.
Your paintings.
Right. See if you can get a zoom in on that package.
You always want me to zoom in on that part. So.
Well, let's take a look at that. That's, I mean, it is right. Definitely suggestive.
Is that zoomed in enough for you, or do you want more?
I think that's fine.
You can just bring your face closer to the screen if you want.
I don't need to. I really did think that it's actually quite, I think it's a clear depiction in black and white of what's going on. You know, that is fully... it really looks like Kristen Bell, too. You know, the problem with having your faces plastered on the outside of your mural van is that then you get out of the van and you just, they're beautiful people. You know, they're the famous beautiful people. So they're a little closer to this. But in general, like if you and your wife get out of your car that has you and your wife as gods and goddesses painted on the sides, people are going to be disappointed at the gas station, you know. Vinny, I'm really bummed you're not on the Zoom right now because I really feel like you would enjoy this picture.
You have no idea how close I am.
Keep it going. You
I'm
can do
so
it.
Close.
You can do it, Vin. Bryn, can you post that?
Why would I touch leave? Why did I do that?
Would you mind posting that up?
Okay, you got to let me in, kid. Let me in.
Let him in.
It's processing. It's processing. There he goes. Give it a second.
Vin.
Oh, it's iPhone. Nice.
Here we go. And turn your video on. Right. Oh, boy. This is never going to happen, is it?
No, it's happening. Oh, it's going to happen, whether you like it or not.
Oh, Jesus.
I did it.
You kind of, more or less.
Yay!
There we go. Now hook that thing up. Oh, my God. It's wonderful. It's like a whole new day. There we go. All right, now zoom in on the crotch so he can see Dax Shepard's loincloth.
All right, hold on. Here you go. This is what you miss.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't think he really cares for this part, but
he does. He likes it. He's laughing his ass off. Now show Kristen Bell in laid out prone.
Oh yeah, she looks great.
She looks amazing. That's so we're going to take this.
That's fun. I actually think that, you know, that's a couple having some fun with each other. Yeah. And, you know, I don't really think that she's going to want to be riding around in it. But
yeah, she didn't like it. He brought it home and showed her and she was.
She secretly flattered. You'd have to be, right?
It says she wasn't thrilled with the level of female empowerment or lack thereof that was depicted in the mural. She said, he says, my excuse was we had to honor the era in which this was popular. It didn't fly. so not great. She wasn't thrilled, is the quote. We'll put that up on Instagram. Just grab that photo, would you? It's just so I want everyone to see it. Actually, what I want is for us to, you know, broadcast our show. Go back to the Looking Glass so you can show that. That'd be good. And for people who are into Timothy Chalamet, wait, that's me. There's some video today on page 6 of Jennifer. She's in a movie. Leo DiCaprio's in it, but she's in it with Timothy Chalamet. Apparently, they play scientists who've discovered that there's a meteor coming to Earth in 6 months, and they can't get anyone to believe them. But at one point, she makes out with Timothy Chalamet, and I got to watch
Who's
it this
she?
Morning. Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, okay.
So she gets to make out with him, and she's and I got to watch it. She gets to do it. I get to watch. I'm living vicariously.
Was it hot?
J-Law. Yeah, it's actually pretty hot.
It was, huh?
Well, I thought so. But I think he's beautiful, so I was into it. She got cut on the film, her face, actually. There was an explosion that happened. It was planned, and this glass was supposed to shatter and fly. And what they didn't expect was for it to cut her face up, her moneymaker. She actually got a big cut above her eye. Luckily, it didn't hit her actual eye. It cut her eyelid. And it was not a bad cut, but it wouldn't stop bleeding. So they had to...
not good.
No. So they had to stop the filming. She's back at work, though. Whew. Don't worry. She'll be fine. I'm sure...
dropped by the business office to drop off the lawsuit for ruining the most important moneymaker in the business.
Yeah.
Yep. Like, she was the... Didn't she take a break? But at that point, when she took a break, she was the number one female star, right?
I don't know. I mean, as far as money being... Oh, damn it. Just look at them go. He's like, he's playing like the staggy guy.
Damn it. Oh, that's hot. Yeah. I can't even tell what's happening there.
Oh, yeah. She's just grabbing his face. And
yeah. It's it's a pretty long clip. Like, they're making out for a while.
She's kind of macking him, isn't she?
Yeah, she kind of jumps on. Anyway, it's on page 6 if you want to watch the video.
That's a nice feeling.
The getting macked on feeling?
Oh, yeah. Just to have someone fully go out, get after you.
Like, boy, I thought it was maybe just me, but no, it turns out it's you too.
Try to absorb
pretty good makeout session. Keep it going. More tongue. Okay.
I don't know
when I turned into Gronk.
Yeah, I don't know what just happened to you. I thought it was hot that you were into it.
Oh, my God, super hot. Anyway, that's all I have time for. We wound up talking about mural vans for way too
long. How can I zoom my camera and make it closer without actually moving the phone in my way?
You can't.
We talked about that before.
Yeah, I would zoom in a little too. I'd actually like it to be on everyone's face, so we're just faces, but we're full torsos. And
oh, well.
It's fine. Yeah. Don't worry.
I'm the only person who can do that, I guess.
Yeah, you're amazing.
Too cool with the stunner shades and the spaceship.
Thanks.
Great.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, look at him do it. You rat.
What a bitch. God. Rotten. Oh, good. Anyway, I don't suppose you know what's coming up.
I know that I was able to get on Zoom. That's what I've been able to accomplish so far this morning. News is next, though.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.